Hopefully, the IRGC and police will peacefully merge with the Iranian patriots and work together as a unit to bring back the country to the greatness it deserves. Yep. Is hope the plan for the future of Iran?
No, the future of Iran is going to be determined by the Iranian people. The new Iran, whatever it is, whether it's a cleric or a representative democracy, our goal is to make sure it cannot become, again, the largest state sponsor of terrorism. That's a win for us.
But is there a plan to make sure that happens, Senator? Is there a plan? Does the president have a plan to guarantee that that happens?
No, it's not his job or my job to do this. How many times do I have to tell you? Our job is to make sure Iran is no longer the largest state sponsor of terrorism, to help the people reconstruct a new government, no boots on the ground. We don't own, you know, this idea you break it, you own it. I don't buy that one bit. It's in America's interest to make sure the Ayatollah is dead. He's dead.
We have very strong objectives. They could have done something 2 weeks ago, but they just couldn't get there. Earlier today, CENTCOM shared the news that three U.S. military service members have been killed in action. As one nation, we grieve for the true American patriots who have made the ultimate sacrifice for our nation, even as we continue the righteous mission for which they gave their lives. We pray for the full recovery of the wounded and send our immense love and eternal gratitude to the families of the fallen. And sadly, there will likely be more before it ends. That's the way it is. Likely be more, but we'll do everything possible where that won't be the case.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, March the 2nd, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news and let's start things off with a quick update as to what is happening here in Cyprus. Very early this morning, we had confirmed reports that that a drone had targeted, had hit the Akrotiri airbase, which is the UK airbase close to the city center of Limassol. And I did a morning video on that incident. And a few hours ago, we got reports which would say that two more drones hit the Akrotiri airbase. They were targeting the airfield. There were reports claiming that these were missiles, but last I read, these were drones that were targeting the UK airbase, the overseas territory, right outside of Limassol. We also had reports that the Bafos airport was being evacuated. The reason that they evacuated the Bafos airport was because they saw something strange on the radar and they thought this could be some sort of a drone or missile. So they evacuated the airport. But last I read, the airport is back up and running. But the British are evacuating soldiers from the personnel and soldiers, I believe, from the Akrotiri airbase. And they are also evacuating from the Tekelia overseas territory, which is on the Larnaca side of things. So tomorrow I'll go either to the Tekelia Larnaca area, or I'll go to the Akrotiri Limassol area to see what's going on. Everyone that I know that's in Larnaca, that's in Limassol, that's also in Bafos, I reached out and asked them what's the vibe going on there, and everyone said that so far it's pretty normal and calm. But I'll go there tomorrow afternoon probably just to see what's going on. I'm not sure if I'll go to the Larnaca area or the Limassol area, but I'll decide tomorrow where I will go. So I can do a report from there, see for myself what the situation is like. And the bombing continues. The war continues. This is a war, no doubt about it. This is turning into a pretty big war. It is escalating and it is expanding. Israel and the United States, they are hitting Iran very hard. They're hitting Tehran very hard. And they're going after security installations, security facilities and infrastructure, like police stations. And the reason that they're doing this is because they want to destroy the internal security of Iran. And the reason that they want to take out, for example, the police stations is because they either have people in place who are waiting for the go-ahead, so that when there is no internal security, or when they feel that the internal security situation has been degraded enough, then these people in place will be activated so that they can try to get a regime change. Or they're hoping that they will create enough chaos and enough disruption in the internal security situation in Iran that there will be forces. They're hoping that there will be some forces in Iran that will rise up on their own and will move to remove the government, especially now. They feel, especially now that Khamenei has been killed and much of the top officials in Iran have been killed. This is how they're seeing it. Brian Berledic, one second, he posted on Telegram, still too early. U.S. strikes are still ongoing. Reports claim police stations and internal security facilities are being targeted, meaning the U.S. is still shaping the conflict for anticipated U.S.-backed violence it hopes to trigger across Iran via traitors and terrorists. Until this plan is fully implemented and neutralized by Iranian forces, Iran still faces serious challenges in the hours and days ahead. As of now, Iran's mosaic defense strategy continues to successfully carry out region-wide strikes on U.S. military targets and now economic targets within the territory of U.S. proxies. The question is whether or not its mosaic defense strategy, which also includes provisions for dealing with internal security, will be as successful at preempting U.S.-backed terrorism inside Iran. That's a correct assessment. That is exactly why you're seeing images and video of burnt out, destroyed Iranian police stations. That's what they're hoping for. That's the plan. What I don't know is if they already have, as Brian said in his post, if they already have those forces in place inside Iran, ready to go, and they're just waiting for the okay once they feel that the security has been degraded enough. Or if they're just looking to knock out police stations and then they're hoping that people in Iran will rise up on their own. But what is that noise? I don't know what that noise is, but it's distracting me. All of the collective West cool kids, the Epstein class, they're all coming out with statements calling on the people of Iran to rise up. They're hoping that the people of Iran will rise up. The hope strategy is where we are. And Lindsey Graham, he was giving an interview, I believe it was to NBC News, and he was asked point blank by the journalist, the host of NBC News, Kristen Welker, I think is her name. But he was asked point blank, what's the plan? Lindsey, what's the plan? And Lindsey's response was, look, there's no plan, really. There is no plan. We've taken out Khamenei, and it's not my job. It's not the president's job, he said. It's up to the people of Iran now. That was pretty much what he said. The hope that the Iranian people, now that Khamenei has been killed, that the Iranian people will rise up now. And even Lindsey Graham, in his statement, he made it out as if look, the goal of this operation is not really regime change. The goal of this operation is or was to take out Khamenei and the Iranian top officials, and then to let the people of Iran decide what they want to do, right? The goalposts are moving, they're changing. But he even said, it doesn't matter if they choose another cleric or some other officials. We've done our part. We've eliminated Khamenei. And now we're calling on the people of Iran to take back their country. So you can see what the hope is, the strategy is. You can see that the narrative is shifting away from regime change and now towards we've taken out the leadership of Iran. And look, Iranians, do your thing and rise up. That's basically the message that they're sending out. They even told their vassals in Europe to put out the same message. And so they called on Ursula von der Vassal to give a speech saying the same thing. She gave a speech saying that a new hope has emerged for the oppressed people of Iran. We strongly support their right to determine their own future. A new hope is what she said, a new hope. This is the strategy, the hope strategy. People of Iran, rise up. What I don't know, and I don't think anyone can answer this question, that at least is not part of the White House's inner circle, is if they've got the people in place, ready to go, and they're just waiting for the okay, or if they're expecting people in Iran to rise up on their own, if they create enough instability and chaos. This is something that I cannot answer. But no doubt about it, the strategy, the plan, if you can call it a plan, was and is, you take out Khamenei, and then this will make regime change a lot easier, or this will lead to a quick regime change. And there are reports which claim that Trump is getting very anxious and very upset at the fact that this regime change, after killing Khamenei, this regime change has not happened yet. And Trump is getting very impatient with what is happening. You could hear it in Lindsey Graham's voice as well when he was asked the question about what's the plan, what's going on, what's the plan. You can see that Lindsey Graham was a bit shaken, a bit angry at that question. So I think they're starting to get nervous, because they probably thought, my guess would be that they probably thought that killing Khamenei would lead to a quick regime change, almost like in Venezuela. In Venezuela, they kidnap Maduro, and there you have Delcy Rodriguez ready to go. And they were probably thinking, you know what, we take out all of the top leadership of Iran, and then we'll have people in place ready to go and ready to make deals with us, right? That's probably what they were thinking, but they could be looking at destroying all of Iran's security, internal security infrastructure, and maybe they have people in place ready to protest, ready to go out onto the street. Onto the streets. So what is happening with the conflict? You know, I've bookmarked a whole lot of posts and news stories, and everything is really moving fast. So I report on this news, and by the time I get the video up, so many new things have happened, so many developments have happened. But as Brian correctly pointed out, Iran's mosaic command structure seems to be working. It has definitely caught the United States and Israel and the collective West off balance. Iran is smashing Dubai. They are absolutely smashing Dubai. They are hitting Kuwait and Bahrain. They are smashing Bahrain. And the commanders in this mosaic system, the commanders, they can do as they want, right? They don't have to wait for orders from some central source. So they're free to do whatever they want to do. That's my understanding of things. They smashed the Erbil, in Erbil. They smashed the U.S. Base there. I mean, it was big, a big explosion. I think they hit an ammo depot or something, but we're talking about a huge explosion. Whatever they hit, they were on target, and you have protests continuing in Iraq, continuing in Pakistan. The U.S. embassy and consulate is under a lot of strain. Hezbollah is now entering the conflict. And we are getting reports that the Houthis are about to enter. They also smashed Saudi Arabia. They smashed some of the oil fields or an oil depot of Aramco in Saudi Arabia as well. We're getting reports. It wasn't from a Saudi official, but I believe it was a Saudi advisor. And the reports claim that he is saying that the U.S. has abandoned us because they have put all of their air defense interceptors and systems in Israel to protect Israel, and they've left us high and dry. So that was an interesting statement from the Saudi official. And we are getting confirmed reports, even from Collective West Media, which claimed that that whatever air defense was in the Gulf states in place at the U.S. air bases or to protect the Gulf states, those systems are being depleted. They don't have many days left. And once those systems run out, once they run out of interceptors and their defense, they're sitting ducks. They are sitting ducks. So even the Wall Street Journal put an article out saying that the Trump White House is racing against the clock. They are trying to accomplish the Iran mission before munitions run out. Trump says the Iran campaign might last a week or longer, but dwindling stockpiles could limit his options. That is a sign of absolute weakness. If you're racing against the clock, if you're scrambling to finish up some sort of operation or plan, then you're in trouble. You are in trouble when you are racing to finish up this operation, to accomplish whatever goals you've set out to accomplish. The regime change goal. There are no other goals. The goal is regime change, right? So you're racing to try and get some regime change as your munitions are running out. And not only the munitions of the United States and Israel, but we're also talking about all of the air bases and the Gulf partners. Trump said that the conflict could last for 4 weeks. I don't think the U.S. would make it for 4 weeks. I really do not think they will last for 4 weeks. Trump reveals a potential timeline for the war with Iran. It's always been a four-week process. Sure, it has. We figured it will be 4 weeks or so. I'm sure you did. It's always been about a four-week process. Okay, whatever. So as strong as it is, it's a big country. It will take 4 weeks or less. That's how you know he's lying. He said it's always been it's been 4 weeks. He said it like four times in one sentence. I like it. I like it a lot. It's been 4 weeks. I like it. It's always been 4 weeks. I don't like it. It's going to be 4 weeks. It's 4 weeks. I said 4 weeks. I always said 4 weeks. It was always 4 weeks. The plan was 4 weeks. It's always been 4 weeks. You got to believe me. The plan was always 4 weeks. No, the plan was 3-4 days. Take out Khamenei and the regime change will be easy peasy. That was the plan. But we're still very early. We are very early days and a lot can happen. And as I've said now 3-4 times, they are going after the police stations and they are going to try and create internal chaos. And who knows, they may have infiltrators, they may have people in place ready to go. Trump says, regarding killing of Iran, Supreme Leader Khamenei, I got him before he got me. They tried twice. Well, I got him first. What a dumb statement from the U.S. president. You know what he's referencing? He's referencing the bullshit news from way back, from Butler, Pennsylvania, that it was Iran, that the assassination attempt in Butler, that Iran was somehow behind this, something that has been completely debunked. Complete fake news. But that's what he's referencing, right? That Iran was going after him and like some child, like a child. I can't believe the president of the United States said this. Like a child, he's saying, well, he came after me twice, which he didn't, but okay. He came after me twice, but I got him, you see? I got him in the end. Kidnapping people, you're decapitating, killing leaders, Khamenei, his family, his little 8-year-old daughter. By the way, I was waiting a couple of days before I talked about this, but the the killing of 100 and I believe now it's 48 or 58 schoolgirls. CNN actually did an investigation on this. I couldn't believe what I was seeing, but CNN actually investigated this. So this is not coming from me. This is coming from CNN's investigation. And the Ndrop Site News actually did a very good investigation on this. And they investigated the claims that this was not some sort of a U.S. attack that hit this this school, but that it was an Iranian missile that misfired. And CNN, they pretty much came to the conclusion, though they did not want to admit it. They did not want to admit it. But upon their investigation, the photos that were circulating where people had claimed this was proof that that this was an errant missile, CNN said that this photo, the photo evidence that was being used to make that case, was taken from a completely different region. So they debunked that. They debunked the Iran misfire narrative. And then they basically said, look, a missile hit a military facility right next to the school. And it looks like they also hit the school, thinking that it was part of this military facility. That was the point that they were getting at, but they didn't quite go all the way to say that. Drop Site News also ran an investigation in parallel, and they pretty much went all the way to say that this was indeed a missile that hit this area, this military facility and the school. And so 158 young children, young schoolgirls were killed. So I thought I would clear that up. It was a good investigation from CNN. I have to give it to them. They did the legwork, and they didn't want to reveal their final conclusion, but you could see where they were getting at. So so what else? What else? How about this post from Arachi? We've had 2 decades to study defeats of the U.S. military to our immediate east and west. We've incorporated these lessons accordingly. Bombings in our capital have no impact on our ability to conduct war. Decentralized mosaic defense enables us to decide when and how the war will end. The mosaic defense, everybody. That is Iran's strategy. The Financial Times has an article, an opinion piece with the title, Trump has no realistic plan for Iran's future. And then you have the breaking news that Ali Larijani has said that Iran will not negotiate with the United States and that Trump has delusional ambitions. That's a direct quote. So what's the story behind this direct quote from Larijani, who many people claim is the man that is running things? Well, there were reports, varying reports, which claimed that that Trump had said that Iran now wants to talk and that he's open to talk. And then we had reports claiming that Trump is looking for talks with Iran. So we were getting these conflicting reports as to who wanted to talk to who, or if there even was anyone wanting to talk to the other side, right? And then we got this report from the Israeli publication Ynet, which said, and I will read you the title, just straight up, Trump seeks swift end to Iran operation. Opinion, the killing of Iran's supreme leader is a major intelligence and military feat, but Tehran's regime has not collapsed. U.S. official, via a mediator, proposed an immediate ceasefire. Iran rejected it outright as Trump looks for a quick exit. The mediator is claimed to be Meloni, Italy, Georgia, the globalist. Meloni is who is said to be the person that is delivering the message from Trump to Iran that Trump is looking for a quick exit. And the narrative, the excuse, the off-ramp that he may be looking to go with is the mission has been completed because we took out Khamenei. So the summary of the Ynet report that's going around, the U.S. planned for a 4 or 5 day operation that would weaken the Iranian negotiating position, allowing a deal more favorable to the U.S. Yesterday, the U.S. reached out to Tehran through Italian mediators requesting a ceasefire. The Iranians rejected this. Larijani's statement, which was, no, we're not going to to talk to you. Not yet, at least. You've killed our leader, our religious leader, our supreme leader. And you've attacked us, so we're not going to talk with you just yet. So the war will continue, and it looks like Trump is now stuck in what could be a very long war. Actually, Iran has said that they're ready to fight a six-month war. How many missiles, how many drones does Iran have? That's a good question. Do they have enough to go for 1 month, for 3 months, for 6 months? They seem fairly confident in their statements that they can go for a long time. They said 6 months. From AF Post, the mood of the Pentagon is intense and paranoid that the U.S. will deplete key air defense stockpiles in an effort to defend Israel and U.S. military bases across the Middle East. Munitions may also dry up if the U.S. continues to attack for an extended period. So far, 1,000 military targets in Iran have been blown up. Yeah, the fear that they are being depleted. Did you guys catch Trump's strange speech yesterday? Very bizarre statement, speech from Trump, a kind of update on the conflict where Trump, once again, we have the narrative, we have the statements, this time coming from the U.S. president, begging the people of Iran to rise up. The hope strategy. He said, look, I promised you I would take out Khamenei. And so I did it. And now I'm asking all of you to rise up. That was basically Trump's statement yesterday. And then he said that the United States has very strong objectives, though he did not get into the objectives. A regime change was the objective. So he said that. And then he talked about U.S. Military personnel being killed. Three, according to CENTCOM, three U.S. military have been killed, though Trump has also said that he expects more. He expects more U.S. military personnel to be killed. And then he said something really strange. He said, that's the way it is. He said, we continue the righteous mission. Sadly, there will likely be more. That's the way it is. There will be more. More people will die. More military will die. But that's just the way it is. So that was Trump's statement. Very bizarre statement from Fox News. Former FBI official warns of Hezbollah Hamas sleeper cells in U.S. amid ongoing strikes on Iran. Yeah, we haven't even talked about what happens if and when sleeper cells are activated in the United States, in Europe. That's probably the one thing that's keeping Europe out of this, even though we are getting reports that France, the UK, and Germany are now saying that they're going to get involved in this conflict from a defensive posture. But they are saying that they're now going to jump into this conflict. But we're also seeing a lot of doubts amongst the E3 because they're probably worried. If they get involved in this conflict, then they could have a lot of internal chaos, right? So we'll monitor what happens there, at least what happens with Europe. You can see that the Europeans are very nervous. They've probably received the order. You're gonna get involved in this conflict, but probably the European vassals are saying, if we get involved in this, we are toast as leaders. Our approval ratings are already at 5% or 10%. If we get involved in this thing, we're goners. Macron, Merz, Stammer. Breaking, Amazon data center bombed in UAE. It served the Israeli intelligence. So Amazon getting hit, and Amazon data center getting hit. You have Keir Starmer putting out a statement saying that he's going to look to Ukraine to provide expertise in air defense. Yeah, okay. You get Ukraine to provide that expertise, even though Ukraine has been completely smashed by Russia. Their entire air defense has been completely destroyed by Russia. The same Ukraine that has put out statements, 100 Russian missiles launched and we've taken out 120. Yeah, get that Ukraine, 008 Keir Starmer to help out. That was his statement, his brilliant statement. Keir Starmer. Yeah, France, Germany, UK ready to take defensive action against Iran. So I guess this can take us into a clown world. I mean, I think I've given a pretty good summary, pretty good roundup as to what is going on. Once again, we are still very, very early. The more time passes, the more things move towards the advantage of Iran. But the United States and Israel, they could have some tricks up their sleeve. We are talking about U.S. President Trump, who is the president of trickery and deception. And I think that that the plan is, as Brian put it, as I have said in this video, the plan now appears to be to destroy Iran's internal security. And then maybe you can get to that regime change. So it's really up to Iran. If the Iranian government, if this government, this new leadership, the new council that has been put in place, if they can last, if they can survive, if they can stay united and keep everything running, keep everything secure, then the more that this goes on, the worse it gets for Trump and for Israel. If they cannot hold things together, then we could be looking at big protests and an eventual regime change. We're still very early in this thing, so always keep that in mind. And so, clown world, should we do it? What do you guys think? Should we do it? Pentagon tells Congress no sign that Iran was going to attack the U.S. first, according to CNBC. What does that tell you? What does that tell you, everybody? When the Pentagon puts out a statement like that, that tells me that they're ready to throw Trump under the bus, that things are not going well, that Trump effed up. And they're basically saying, it's not our fault. We warned the president. Don't put the blame on us. That's what that statement tells me. So the gas situation for Europe. It's going from bad to worse to catastrophic, everybody. Too catastrophic. This morning, the title from Bloomberg was European gas jumps 25% as Iran crisis threatens global flows. Then a couple of hours ago, it was gas prices jumping 30% to 40%. Then, one second, because I bookmarked this. Then we got the news that European natural gas prices surge over 50% as Qatar halts production at the largest LNG plant in the world following drone attacks. So Ursula, just about a month ago, Ursula was telling us that the EU has diversified its energy security by moving away from Russian gas. It's now energy secure. It's energy diverse and energy secure because it was very much dependent now on U.S. and Qatar LNG, dependent on U.S. Qatar LNG sanctioning Russia, removing Nord Stream. That led to European security and diversification, energy security and diversification. That's what Ursula was telling us just a month ago. You know what would secure Europe's energy needs right about now? You know what would secure Europe's energy needs right about now, given everything that's happening in the Middle East? A pipeline from Russia to Europe to deliver gas. Maybe a pipeline that goes under the Baltic. to deliver cheap, dependable, reliable, very cheap natural gas. That would come in handy right about now, Ursula. Here's a thought, because the energy situation is looking very bad for Europe and for the EU. Maybe you could contact your little buddy, Le Gobelin Vert, and tell him to start up the Druzhba oil pipeline, because the energy situation for Europe is not looking so good. So I think that's a pretty good clown world. Boy, did Europe really, really mess up on this one. What could have gone wrong? What could go wrong by sanctioning Russia? What could go wrong with blowing up Nord Stream and not wanting to restart it again? What can go wrong by allowing the Green Goblin to not restart the Druzhba oil pipeline? What could possibly go wrong? Sanctions package number 20, sanctions package number 21. We are now free of Russian energy. We're free of Russian oil. We're free of Russian gas. Let's seize Russian oil tankers, the shadow fleet. What could go wrong? How about a massive, huge war in the Middle East, causing a massive, huge energy crisis for which the European Union will get smashed? How about that one? Anyway, that's the video, everybody. TheDuran.locals.com. We are on X. We are on Rumble. We are on Telegram. We are on Substack as well. So check us out on Substack. Link is in the description box down below. Go to the Duran shop, pick up some merch. And I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care.